Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Illusionoid.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Bodding here. Ashley Bodding, you're part of a wonderful television show called Odd Squad.
Yes, wow. That's correct. It's
a... It's a great show. It's a kid's show. If any of you haven't watched it, do. It's actually really funny.
Yep, it's very
and you
funny.
Play Delivery Debbie?
Delivery Debbie. She is a delivery pizza delivery woman. I've decided that she is straight, but has experimented with lesbianism because no man wants to be with her because she has her own business. She's very independent. And she brings the pizzas to the Odd Squad agents, and then they use them to count things. I wear ill-fitting khakis and a fanny pack and a baseball hat, and it's very, very attractive.
And you have a nemesis on that show.
Yeah. His name is Delivery Doug, and he delivers egg salad sandwiches.
That's it?
Yeah. That's all he does, but we bicker about whose product is superior.
Yeah. And I was on the only episode of Odd Squad that I had the pleasure of being on. They were delivering their food, their pizzas and their egg salad sandwiches, putting the things in the boxes, getting to the location, then opening up, and half of them were missing. They couldn't figure it out, so they traced it back to the cardboard box company, which I ran, and it turned out I had been pricing my boxes with a pricing gun I had bought from a wizard.
Wow!
And so, yeah. And once he threw away that pricing gun, everything was sold and people were getting their full pizzas again. And then Doug and I, my character, went into business together.
My favorite thing about that show is that it's... I love it. I watch it every day. I've done a couple of episodes, and my kid watches it every day. My favorite thing about it is that it has an obligation to be educational. And they...
Like our show,
yeah. And they hit all the mathematical education things, but it feels like they really just want to tell cool, weird stories. They don't really. Yeah. It's like we're sneaking in.
It's not heavy-handed.
Our awesome show under the guise of an educational thing.
No, it's this really cool show that has weird, like totally weird stories, and then also you might learn something by accident.
I used to love shows like that growing up. Do you guys remember there's a show called Square One?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember that show so well, and I loved it, and I was like, I'm learning a thing or two about math, but that's just part of the fun journey of this show.
Yeah.
And
mine was Math Patrol with Sydney dressed up as an undercover cop in a kangaroo costume.
Yeah.
It was not very undercover.
Mine was Today's Special.
Yes.
Oh. Here's a funny story about Today's Special. When I was a really little kid, I would watch it with my brother, and I couldn't read yet, and he could. So in the beginning of every episode, they would say, Today's Special is, and then the word would appear on the screen, and they would say it at the same time, so you could associate what it sounded like with the word. But my asshole brother would... yell so loud whenever they said what Today's Special was, so I couldn't read, so I didn't know what Today's Special was.
Oh man,
I never knew. I learned later it was soap. quite often.
More than once?
Yeah. It was soap. More than half the whole series, it was soap.
Yeah. It was a special. It was on special.
Yeah.
And not only are you on Odd Squad, but you're a frequent contributor and sometimes host of CBC's Because News.
That is correct, yes.
So what is Because News for
Because
the people
Because News is a radio quiz show on CBC Radio 1. Gavin Crawford usually hosts it. Yeah. And but he was away. He took a vacation this summer, so they let me hit the airwaves. And it was really fun. I really, really like doing it. We just make jokes and mess around. We record about an hour and 15 minutes of material, and then they edit it down to probably about 27 minutes. So you can kind of have a lot of fun, and you don't have to worry too much about being good, because the edit will make it good. So nice. Kind of like this show, maybe?
Yeah, if we edited, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Don't worry. Yeah. Definitely we will, upload it. So, yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. So you have been taking singing lessons, right? For quite a while.
Yeah, I've been taking singing lessons for a long time. I've taken them almost my whole adult life.
Yeah. What is it that motivated you to start doing that?
Well, I knew I had some musicality, and I was like, I think I want to be good at this. I got to be good at something. I may as well make it this. And so, I just started taking lessons, and I always loved it. I always left my singing lessons feeling so much better than when I walked in. I always find that singing is so uplifting, and it makes me feel like just lighter energetically, and I feel like I'm expressing something. So I just kept going back because I loved it so much, and I keep going sometimes.
Because I've seen you most recently performing in the Second City show. Mm-hmm. You had great songs in that, so I've always wanted to talk to you about your singing because I love your voice.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be touring.
Yes, I'm going to next month. I am going with the Second City to the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. To do a show with the symphony there. We did it here at Roy Thomson Hall a couple times in 2014, then we did it this year again in June, and so we're going to play the Kennedy Center with the Washington Symphony Orchestra.
Bananas. Wow.
Can't Amazing. Even believe that's happening. I trained theatrically in a ragtag basement, so I don't know what's happening.
Was there a point?
So cool.
Was there a point in your life previous to knowing you were going to do that gig that you imagined yourself performing at the Kennedy Center?
In my dreams, it'd be like performing for a president, but I never thought there would be a way that I could do something like that, and then it's a really nice combination of just riff-raff, really fun comedy, and I guess classy music.
Like the probability now, the chances of Barack Obama watching you perform now...
I'm going to say hi.
Gone up.
I think they're going to be... And let me tell you why. Because that man's from Illinois, and the Second City is originally an institution from Chicago. Chicago's in Illinois. And so why wouldn't he, during his victory lap, come to the Kennedy Center, see an institution, a comedy institution that he loves? He's been there when he was campaigning. Yep. He went to the Second City in Chicago. They had a show on called Barack to the Future. It was called Between Barack and a Hard Place. And he went. So why wouldn't he come? What's he doing that
day? He literally has nothing left to do at his job.
So then what are the odds that our soon-to-be President Trump will see the show?
I thought about that. I was like, what if I had to meet him? Would I be nice to him? Like, what would I say to him?
You're not beholden to say anything patriotic or anything because you're Canadian. You can say whatever you want.
What That's would true. You... Okay, let's pretend that...
Paul, you be Donald Trump.
Okay.
And you
sure.
And then you can meet... Ashley Botting, you will now meet Donald Trump at the Kennedy Center.
Am I backstage now?
After the show.
Okay, I just watched the show. It was good. It wasn't great. It was good. But thanks for doing it. Where are the cheesies? Nice to meet you. I'm Donald Trump. I'm president.
Am I going to get a word in edgewise here, Mr. Trump?
I'll be honest. I don't know. But I'll give you a chance. You got a shot, okay? You got a shot. I get chances to hard workers, all right? So you worked hard. You sang. You Whose Line? You sang with Whose Line. You did The Freeze. You did...
You have a very in-depth knowledge of improv games, sir.
Love improv games. You did you did Sentences. You did Should Have Said... best should have said I've ever seen. Sounds like a song. This is good. It's okay. Anyways, I'm President Trump. Nice to meet you. Good show.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Gotta go. See ya. Yeah.
Sad.
You had a chance.
Yeah.
I didn't wanna waste my breath on him.
I love it.
I just wanted to hear what else he'd say. I feel like that's what I'm doing right now in his campaign is just I just tune in to see what he's gonna say this week. And his most recent thing with what have you got to lose to African Americans? I was like, I didn't think it could get worse, and it just got worse.
It feels like every time, I love when he says something reasonable, because you know that right around the corner are three completely insane things.
Gravity is very strong, will hold us down. And then we were like, well, yeah, that's something. Yeah. And then he just burns three bananas things in a row.
Yeah, they're the best. Yeah, I love it.
That's right. That's a good game. That's a good improv game. Let's play Trump. So say one reasonable thing and then say three completely insane things. Go, Donald Trump.
Okay, all right.
Here's our new improv game, the Trump.
Here it is.
I'm going to reform immigration, okay? Immigration's easy. You just reform it, all right? You reform it so that amnesty happens and people can apply for visas, all right?
That's
visas for everybody.
Reasonable, sir.
All right? Now, hang on, because Chinese people should build another railroad.
Wait, what, sir?
Yes, Chinese people should build another railroad, okay? They did a great job. They did a great job in the last one. Gotta build another one, all right?
You
I want to crisscross. I want to crisscross the railroad. So one going horizontally, one going vertically. A big plus sign.
You must have more policies, though, that you'd like to implement.
I do. I'm going to walk around from house to house and punch every television set with my fists.
This is unreasonable, sir.
Not because I should, but because I can. Got it?
All right, we need one more of your policies, sir.
All right. Last thing, and I know that a lot of Americans, and I'm talking about real Americans here, okay? When I'm talking about real Americans, I'm talking about the whites. I gotta get on board with this, all right? More Starbucks.
Why do I think that would actually get him elected?
This is a great game. I think we've invented a really fun new improv game.
Nicely done.
Trump-o-matic.
Trump-o-matic.
Pop the Trump. Well, let's get a title for this next show.
Yes.
Annihilus, what genre of show would you like us to do? What genre? We just did kind of a dark journey, like a kind of a scary thriller. Yeah, what would you like to do?
I would.
In other words, I'm asking you what sound effects you have ready.
I would like to see space things.
Perfect.
Space things.
All right. Can we get what is a phenomenon that is not well understood by science? A phenomenon that is not particularly well understood.
Quasars.
Thank you. Quasars. Excellent. Thank you very much. Quasars. And finally, can we get a texture, like silky or velourish?
Gray goo.
Pardon me?
Gray goo.
Gray goo. That's a good texture. Yeah. Yeah. The quasar.
So the gray goo quasar?
The gray goo quasar.
The gray goo quasar.
All right.
All right. Here we go.
Everything shows green, but I gotta say, guys, I'm pretty nervous. I don't know. Something just doesn't feel right here. It feels off.
The settings indicate that the ship is good to go into hyperdrive. I don't understand why we're not going ahead. We are on a deadline.
I know we're on a deadline, but don't you feel that there's an eerie calm when we should all be on high alert before we make the jump, right?
Jameson, is this your first time on a hyperdrive interstellar transport mission?
Yeah, it is, sir. Captain, sir, yeah.
All right. Okay.
It was obvious, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, feeling that something is off is one of the fundamental principles of space. Everything feels a little bit off.
I guess that is.
You hear that?
Yeah, I do.
Something's off.
So that is.
Yeah,
something is
definitely off.
All
right?
All right.
It's a red fucking alert. I'm freaking out now.
Okay, hold on.
I can't handle
this. Just hold on. Bring the schematics, sir. It shows Cargo Bay 19 has a breach.
Oh, shit. That's the biggest Cargo Bay.
I'm going to head down there, sir. I'm heading down there.
All right, I'm going to stay up here. I can't handle this. I cannot handle this. I'm on the intercom now. Can you hear me?
I can't handle this. Okay, sir. I'm here. Hold on. The doors. Everything seems to be fine. It's
Jameson.
Yes.
We have come for your interface. Hang on, I'm gonna just make my voice human. One sec.
Woo! Okay, just press that button. Jameson.
Yeah. How do you know who I am?
I've known who you are for years. We've been tracking you, newbie.
Oh, tracking me? But I'm nobody. I'm just a cadet aboard.
And that's why you're perfect for what we need. Myself and my minions have infiltrated your ship.
Hey, hi.
This is my minion, Tim.
Hi, I'm Tim.
Hey, what's up?
This is my other minion, Ronaldo.
What's up? I'm Ronaldo. Yo, suck it.
Okay, Jesus. I mean, you guys
Ronaldo,
are...
Ronaldo, we talked about your language with new people.
But he's so cool. He's so cool.
Just trying to
Tim,
put our
don't
best...
set an example. Don't
so
take
cool,
it.
Though.
I'm just trying to make a strong intro for
you
us.
Did, man. You did.
All right, good. Thanks.
You did.
Thanks, Tim.
I don't want to, like, you know, I don't want to offend you guys, but you know that there's protocols for coming aboard an interstellar train.
Oh, are there?
Yeah, are there?
Well, we're breaking them today, Jamie boy.
Right in your face.
Oh, Ronaldo. So cool.
Sorry.
Be nice.
Okay,
so
all right.
Cool.
Right in your face.
Well, look, I've got to report this to my captain. This
no,
is, this
hey,
is an irregularity.
No, you don't have to. No, you can stop typing. Stop it. Stop it.
I'm typing it. And when I'm done,
no, okay,
I'm
tried everything, Ronaldo.
I'm walking up to the bridge. And
Ronaldo, make him stop.
What?
Ronaldo, make him stop typing.
Stop that shit.
Okay.
There you go. That's your typewriter. I just tore it in half.
Oh,
bitch.
My God. That was a brother.
So cool.
That's right, Jameson. You're going to go up to your captain, and you're going to take this here microchip and fish.
Wait, hold on a second.
It's a duo unit.
This is one of those ancient 20th century technologies that has the entire schematics and all the information about this star freighter on a single thin piece of mylar.
That is correct, but we have made some modifications.
Yeah. Mylar's thicker.
You're right.
Feel like that mylar.
Yeah.
It's very thick.
It's almost like a cardstock made of mylar.
Are you saying you want me to take this to the bridge? Take the actual schematics out of the fish reader, replace it with this one, so that when my captain goes to plot the course for where we're supposed to make our delivery, we're going to go to some different location, one that you have chosen instead?
I think so.
That's correct.
Oh, yeah, it is correct.
Big brain on Jamie's side.
Yeah.
And you're going to say nothing because we have affixed this buzzy device. What's it called,
Tim? It's more of like a taser collar.
It's a taser collar.
It's around your neck already.
Oh, jeez.
So, that's right. Oh. Feel what it's like if you don't do what we say.
A collar of obedience.
Yeah, get a load of this. Here's a little zap for you.
Yeah.
That's right. Feels like a laser blast, right. But it's a taser blast.
That shit's gonna keep you in line and also give you a massive erection.
I am feeling already fully engorged. How am I gonna explain this erection and this thing around my neck to my captain?
I don't know. Maybe you better do what we say, and then you'll only have to explain the thing around the neck instead of an embarrassing erection.
Yeah, it'll fall on the long walk back up to the deck.
Deck.
Okay. All right. I'll do what you say.
Hey, Commander, that was a really, really good plan.
Well, thanks, Tim. I really appreciate your respect. Ronaldo, what did you think?
Bow, 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 bow. That's an air horn.
So
it was
cool.
An air horn?
He's so cool.
Made an air horn sound.
Okay, well,
meanwhile, back on the bridge.
Captain, I checked out.
Oh, shit, you're back. Oh, thank God.
Yeah. It was just a false alarm. It seemed like something.
Oh, my God.
Something set off our sensors, but it's everything seems to be situation normal down there, sir.
Oh, that is the best news. Thank you, Jameson. What's that around your neck?
Oh, this, sir, it's...
Hey, Captain, here are those reports you wanted. Jameson.
Oh, yeah.
Cool necklace, man.
Hey, ooh, thanks, Ren.
Oh, all right.
Hey, Captain, here are those vegetables you want. Jameson, solid erection.
Oh, jeez, thank you. Thanks, Carol.
All right.
It's the weightlessness, sir. I'm getting used to the reduced gravity aboard, and my member seems to have a mind of its own, sir.
Hey, man, it's space. It's your first time in space. I get it.
I swear to God, it is what it is, sir.
All right, okay, cool.
All
right, listen, I got to handle these vegetables. You just put the schematics in the line, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right. Oh, my God, I can't believe I'm doing this. This is going to jeopardize our mission. I just hope to God nothing bad happens as a result of this. Okay, sir, the schematics are in the fish machine, sir.
Yeah? Okay.
Captain, everyone is strapped in, ready to take off.
All right, everybody put your seatbelts on.
Mine's made of wood, sir.
All seatbelts attached, sir.
All right, you guys. We didn't do this. We didn't get into the space business to not travel between stars.
God damn it, he's such a good at, he's so good at pep talks.
Like space mercenaries.
When we get to where we're going, which is Proxima Centauri, we are going to have the best vegetable saute. The best.
Yay!
Hip hip! Hey!
End game!
Yeah! We've arrived. We are not at Proxima Centauri.
What the fuck is this?
Oh, Jesus Christ, sir.
We're outside of a giant quasar.
Every single planet around here is on fire.
And the quasar seems to be made of a... I'm going to call it a goo?
It's grayish in color.
It's a gray goo quasar. These things have only been talked about never.
Screen on. Magnify.
Whoop, beep.
Oh, it's so gray.
Hold on. Let me demagnify. Let me back away from it a bit.
Oh, man. Okay, good. Some contrast. Oh, against the black sky, it's even grayer.
What? How did we end up here? Does anyone know?
Oh, who was in charge of navigation?
Well, you were, sir. You put the Mylar in the fish machine.
Fuck. Oh, fuck. Stupid. Wait a second. That wasn't me. I was handling the vegetables. Jameson.
Sir.
You are harder than I've ever seen you before.
Low gravity?
No. No boners like that just because of low gravity.
You got me, sir. I have a confession to make.
Oh, Jameson!
Your erection's even bigger now.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Don't die on me.
All blood in my body is feeding my penis, sir.
Don't look. Diana, don't look.
I can't.
Body mass ratio has shifted.
Diana, don't look!
I don't want... I have to look! I can't look away!
Oh, it's hitting me in the face!
Oh. Sir, his erection is reaching the eject panel!
No.
Oh. Oh.
It's decreasing. I'm dizzy. I'm dizzy.
Oh my God, it's releasing its grasp on my neck.
Oh. Sir, I have a confession to make. I was coerced.
Yes, you were.
That's right.
That's right!
Is that so another good kind of air horn, Ronaldo?
I was feeling it. I'm not sure what that
That's
was.
That's so cool. We'll it was really it. Cool, though. Yeah. Like, it was really cool.
Captain, these three were the ones down in Cargo Bay 19. They illicitly entered the ship and affixed me with this obedience collar.
What?
And now here we are at the Flaming Quasar, exactly where I wanted
it. That's right. Everything around it is flames, and inside it is gray goo.
State your species and what you want with us.
Us? We are Mylarian.
Mylarians.
We make Mylar, and you use it to put in your machines. No longer!
Mylar be our babies, yo!
What?
That's right.
You're saying that the thing that we rely upon for space navigation is actually your offspring?
Yes.
That is correct.
Stop using your typewriter. You're giving a report to a captain who's in front of you.
No, you're right. You're right. You're right.
And all of that gray goo inside of the quasar is what we make the Mylar from. It's where we go to breed, like a salmon swimming upstream on the planet Earth that I'm familiar with.
It's all a pool of genetic material.
So,
it be where we fuck.
So cool. Are you...
Ronaldo, we talked about your language.
I'm sorry. I'm a really bad henchman.
Are you saying you've returned here to your ancestral home ground to reproduce?
Well, some of us have come to reproduce.
But we're interested in creating a new kind of Mylar that's half Mylari and half human.
A chimera?
Yes.
Sure, a hybrid. Just you have to use your fancy words to show off.
And that's where you come in, Jameson.
Me? Why me? I'm just a crewman first class.
The Mylari have never seen an erection rage so forcefully as the one that you brandish around.
It was so big!
Well, I mean,
Ronaldo,
thank you.
Ronaldo, didn't you think so?
Oh, Ronaldo's seen some boners in Ronaldo's time, but Ronaldo ain't never seen a boner like Ronaldo just saw.
I guess I should be flattered, but I swore an allegiance to the Starfleet. I can't just go with you and do your bidding.
We can put the collar back on.
Oh. Hold on. I'm the captain of this man.
Hello, Captain.
Wait, does this captain outrank my commander?
Huh?
I don't know. Does he?
Wait a second. Does that work like that?
I don't know.
I'm a captain.
So am I.
Let's check our studs on our collars.
Oh, my God. Jameson, the electricity between them is so amazing.
I've got five.
I
see
it. I really think they're going to get it on.
Wow, I think that's
so you've got four stars and I've got five.
Yeah, I'm intimidated.
You don't have to write this up, Jameson.
He's right here. You don't have to report to him.
You don't have to write your erotic fiction.
Are you doing slash fiction about me and your captain?
A little bit.
I've
come for Jameson. He's going to penetrate Tim.
What?
Did we not discuss that?
No!
I wondered
why I was coming along.
Well, yeah, you don't normally come on missions.
I thought maybe he was, you know, Ronaldo's so much cooler than me. I thought maybe it was Ronaldo.
Ronaldo's not ready. We both know that.
He talks a big game.
Everything I do is put it as a facade for my insecurities. I don't know what I wouldn't know what to do with a guy like that. I wouldn't know.
I know. We all know.
It's
Ronaldo.
Okay, Ronaldo. I tried to back you up the whole time. So much to learn.
So, Captain, are you going to let me take Jameson away, or you're going to make me fight for him?
Looks like you outranked me.
One star.
Captain, if it means the preservation of this ship, your true love, then I'll go with these Mylarians. That'll mean you're safe, sir.
My safety is all I care about.
I know.
That's like a shitty captain.
Your safety is all you care about?
I mean, I'm willing to go down with my ship, but not you.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I've said my piece then. I guess you can have him.
Wow, that was really easy.
Yeah, no bloodshed at all.
Jameson.
Yes, sir.
I may be throwing you to the Mylarians.
Yes, sir.
In a very literal sense.
Yeah.
Because I am going to pick you up and throw you in a second.
Oh, you're making a statement with that, sir.
I'm going to get in an exo suit, and I'm going to pick you up and just toss you, fling you to them.
Out of the airlock, sir?
You can just walk.
Yes. Well, hopefully the ship will be on the other side of that airlock.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
But I want you to know that what you do, whatever you do, with the things that you do,
yes,
the Mylarians will not be forgotten, will not be lost on what you've sacrificed. And when we look up into the stars...
Yes, is that, sir, a pre-written speech you're reading, Captain?
Yes.
It's written on your hand?
It's not on his hand.
Okay, look. This ship gets taken over quite a lot.
You're like not a good captain.
I have a prepared speech for when one of my first officer... sacrifices himself.
Oh, shit, what is that?
It's a breach at Cargo Bay 19, sir.
Oh, man, somebody's got to check that shit out. I'm
going down there,
well,
sir.
We have to go, and we have to go now.
Don't let him get away. He has to penetrate me.
Cargo Bay 19. Open this door. Everything seems fine. There's no breaches.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, my God.
What are you?
Bristol Board.
Bristol Board.
You've been using our children, yo.
Just for a couple of school projects.
Anyways, look. Do you want to get it on?
Normally, yes. But in this case, to save my ship and my captain, I promised myself to the Mylarians.
Oh, I get it. It's cool. That's fine.
I'm not turning you down.
No.
It's not like I'm turning you down.
No, I know. I got here late. Well,
Bristol Board.
My
You've come aboard the ship as well, have you?
Yes. Came to reproduce with someone.
Well, Tim's already lubed up and
ready. That's right. I'm ready to be penetrated by somebody else and not you. You already said no.
All right, so are we going to do this?
No, if you don't want it, I've got this Jameson, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, listen, I already said okay. I'm into it now.
Okay, I feel like a fifth wheel here. I'm just going to go.
You sort of are.
Okay, sorry. This is how it always goes for Bristol Board.
You're the material of yesterday. Mylar is the material of tomorrow.
Don't need to remind me.
And if we don't make more of it today, how is this ship going to steer itself into the futures?
And so, Bristol Board fades into the west. Its time is done in this universe.
Go to the west, where all of the children's science projects are waiting for you.
Yeah. Watch me as I flap away on the solar winds.
Ah, you finally found the ending to your book.
There it is. What's the last chapter? What's the name of your book going to be?
Name of this book? Cargo Bay 90.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. We have been Illusionoid. Thanks to our special guest, Ashley Botting.
Ashley Botting!
I had a great time. Thank you for having me.
And to Chris New on the music and sound effects. Thanks to the Social Capital for having us here. That's Lee Smart. That's Paul Bates. I'm Nug Nargang. You can listen to Illusionoid for free on iTunes or anywhere where you get your podcasts. And don't forget about the Illusionoid monolith scheme. All of you here tonight, tell one other person about the podcast and no more. Just one. Yeah. We're building it slowly from a very wide base. Awesome. Awesome. Thanks so much for coming tonight, everybody. Have a great night.
Thank you.
The Grey Goo Quasar. Improvised by Illusionoid. Starring Paul Bates, Lee Smart, Nug Nargang, and special guest star Ashley Botting. Live music and sound effects by Chris New. Recorded live at the Social Capital Theater in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, August 26th, 2016. You can listen to Illusionoid, and now you can wear Illusionoid. Get an Illusionoid t-shirt in black or green at TeePublic. That's right, the official t-shirt of the doomed future is available today. Visit teepublic.com and search for Illusionoid, or follow the link on our Facebook page. You can follow Illusionoid on social media at IllusionoidPod on both Twitter and Instagram. One great name, two great places to share our show. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode, tweet it to us at IllusionoidPod, or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a 5-star review, as higher ratings help more people find us. Use Professor Carstairs' name in your review to show us that you actually heard this message. Tell your friends, tell the world, and help save the future by sharing our show. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.